Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm absolutely delighted to tell you that on the phone I have Niv Balosh. Niv is a social entrepreneur. He's a co-founder of Makom, that translates as place, the Makom project. And he's going to speak to us about that project in just a moment. Niv Balosh, shalom lecha.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
Great to have you with us. I must say, I'm excited. I've seen a lot about you on Facebook recently. And I want to put it out there, Niv, that I feel really bad because in Cape Town on holiday 2 weeks ago, I saw a homeless person. The homeless person had a plastic bag with him and he opened a grate in the ground and he put the plastic bag inside the grate. I thought that in a grate or a gutter, I thought that he was drug dealing. And when I asked somebody nearby what he was doing, he said, you got it completely wrong. He's a homeless man who's got nowhere to put his blankets. So
wow.
you did something quite different when you saw something similar, didn't you?
Yeah, actually we had a similar story. I walked in Jerusalem one year ago. 1 year and a half, actually. It was in February, so it was winter in Jerusalem, and I saw a homeless person lying on a street on a carton and trying to sleep. So I felt bad about it, so I walked to him and asked him how come that he don't have a blanket or something to put on himself, because in Israel there is some solutions for homelessness. Mm-hmm. So we started to talk and we had a long conversation. Then he told me why he's not trusting, why he don't have a feeling of trust on the
shelters,
on the shelters and on the government. Yeah. And when we finished the conversation, I understand that one of his biggest problem and the homeless biggest problem is that they don't have where to put their stuff, their belongings.
Niv, are there people who would accuse you of making the homeless issue worse by facilitating it? Or is that just a very stupid criticism?
I wouldn't say it's stupid. I can understand this claim, but once you understand the homeless psychologically and the environment, so you understand that when you place a locker, when person have someone to put his belonging, he's starting to believe that he has a place in the world. And once he's starting to believe again that he have a place in the world, he's starting to think about his life and starting to believe that he can have a home one day. Somebody trust him again. So
wow.
This is a start
remarkable.
Of a process.
Absolutely remarkable. So tell me, how has this initiative grown? Talk to us about Makom.
Yeah, so Makom, as you mentioned, it means place in Hebrew, in our language. And after my conversation with this person, I walked home after I gave him a blanket that I had. I walked home with my wife and I told her it's really not make sense that there is people in Israel that they have nothing to put their stuff in and they have nothing in the world. So yeah. I come up with this idea to build lockers and put it in the streets for them. And yeah. Then I, like everybody else, searched in Google. And I saw that in Lisbon, in Portugal, there is a project that put lockers for homeless. So I connected with the person that made it. And after he told me about his project, few weeks later, I accidentally met the mayor. How do you say it? Like the head of the city.
Yeah, that's right. The mayor is correct. Yeah.
So I just accidentally in a street next to my house, and I told him about the conversation with the homeless, and I told him about the project in Lisbon, and I told him that I want to take this idea forward here in the city. And he was excited about the idea, and we built together this plan in Jerusalem.
Absolutely amazing. So you've now got the city itself, the area, the municipality supporting you in this project.
Yeah, 100%. The municipality paid for 50% of the amount that I had to raise, and I did the fundraising for the another half.
I saw a picture of what the locker looks like, and I've got to tell you, I'm just aware that Israel lives under very specific security concerns and issues. Was there not a major issue that this could be a security problem for the city?
So, as I told everybody, I think that if a person have an apartment, it can be risky in the same way that they have a locker, and because many people ask me, don't you afraid that these lockers, they will put their drugs in it or weapons or something like that? And yes. I always saying, if someone have an apartment, they could put his drugs and weapons in the apartment as well. There's nothing new about it.
Fair enough. Hadn't thought about it in those terms. Are you going to roll the project out to other cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa?
So it's funny because a week ago, there have been a big article about this project, and now Tel Aviv municipality and Haifa municipality, they called me and they want to push it forward in their cities as well. So I hope so.
Niv, I think many of us are kind of surprised that Israel even has a homeless issue. Do you want to maybe just address that for a moment? Who are homeless in Israel? Why are they homeless in Israel? Especially if you have a social system which is constructed to actually take care of those who fall through the cracks.
Yeah, it's a great question. And our perspective and the reality is that there will always be homelessness. Even if you have the best society system in the world, you're still gonna have some people that find themselves in the street for many reasons. So when you talk about Israel, you mostly talk about people that they have a language difficulty. They can come from Russia or from other places in Africa, for example, to Israel, and they don't have the tools to build themselves, and also you can find Israelis that that are drink alcohol or drugs, and they don't have the self power to bring themselves to live in an apartment and to be helped by the bureaucracy of the welfare system.
Wow, it's been such a privilege talking to you. I must say, more than even that, it makes me think so much about oneself and how one reacts when one sees this. So to you, I want to say thank you, Niv Balosh, for holding up a mirror to so many of us and making us question our own values. Tamshich la'asot ma she'ata oseh. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Absolutely incredible. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Bye-bye.
That was Niv Balosh, co-founder of Makom. Quite an incredible project where they give homeless people just the simple thing, a locker, to place their blankets at night.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.